Good morning. How are you guys today? What was last week, Sunday? Yeah, it was Sunday. Yeah, but what was the name of the day?
Pentecost.
We have not run out of liturgical holidays yet. Today is what day? It's what? It's still Sunday. Today, this is so exciting. It's Trinity Sunday. You don't seem nearly as excited about that as I am. What is Trinity? Any idea? Yeah. When God made the earth, kind of, yeah. Well, let's see if we can figure this out. How many wheels on a tricycle? There's three wheels on a tricycle. Trinity. Trinity. Tricycle. Three. Tri must mean three. Because if it's a bicycle, how many wheels? If it's a unicycle, how many? Uni, bi, tri. Tres. Three. So we celebrate today the three ways that we kind of understand God. And so if I say we pray in the name of the Father, Son, and how many are those? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's what we call the Trinity. All right. So I can never figure that out. I've been studying it forever. And so I always have to think about images. And so I was trying to think, how could we better understand Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Let's see if I can do this without killing myself. I'll be right back. Hang on. Well, I was thinking about that wonderful reading that you did this morning about how God created the heavens and the earth. And what was the very first thing that God created? God was pregnant with it. So I thought, God made everything, and it started with light. So God, the Creator, I thought, I mean, this is a serious light bulb. Jim Sullivan was in the first service, and I told him this is not one of those, you know, energy-efficient models. Yeah, so I thought, what a great image for God, the Creator, who started with light. Well, what was the second person of the Trinity? God the Father, God the Son. I was thinking, how do we often remember the Son? Hang on, I'm coming. This one's cool. If you thought the last one was cool, we thought about this. It's everywhere you look in this church. Look, there's Jesus up there. There's a cross up there. And I thought, God the Son is on the cross, right? And this color is even coming back. This is retro Jesus right here. Long time ago, this cross used to hang up in this church. So God the Son. So we have the light bulb to remember God who created everything, including the light and the stars and the sea monsters. I love that. And then God the Son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us. Now for the really tough one. How do we talk about the Holy Spirit? Can you see the Holy Spirit? Kind of tough sometimes. But sometimes you can feel it, right? So I thought of this. This is a present from a very dear friend. What's on there? A boat. Why? It's not just a boat. What kind of boat? Sailboat. There's a difference. At least for me. How does a sailboat work? The wind pushes against the sail. Well, technically, the wind blows against the sail, forming a wing, forming a Venturi effect that actually sucks the boat forward, but you don't need to worry about that. The wind makes it move, but if you're on the sailboat and you're going, can you see the wind? Well, you can lately because of the fog. But generally, no. But can you feel it move you? And sailboats can go fast. The Holy Spirit moves us sort of the same way. So the Trinity, you have Father, who created all things, the Son, who hung on the cross so that we could live, and the Holy Spirit that continues to move us. So, Trinity Sunday turned out to be a little more cool than you thought it was going to be, huh? And that's what we pray every day. You'll hear us pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it's one of the ways that we get to understand God a little bit better. Thanks for being here today. Have a great day.